sea. Spirit bears. Found only in parts of Canada, spirit bears are black bears that are born with white fur due to a rare gene. Scientists estimate there may be as few as 100 of these beautiful animals in the wild. For years, native peoples did their best to prevent the bear's existence from becoming known to the outside world. Because the bear's fur is so unusual, native peoples feared it would become a great prize for hunters and collectors. Spirit bears' bright fur also provides them with a unique advantage when hunting salmon. Unlike the fur of ordinary black bears, spirit bears' fur is difficult for fish to see, so the fish are less able to avoid the bears. Unfortunately, however, spirit bear numbers may decrease even further. Recent research has revealed the gene that results in spirit bears' white fur is rarer than once thought. Additionally, many spirit bears live outside the areas where they are protected.
Questions. Number 17. What does the speaker say about native peoples? Number 18. What advantage do spirit bears have over ordinary black bears? D. Distributed generation. In many parts of the United States, the electric power industry has been shifting away from the traditional system of centralized generation to a newer system known as distributed generation. With centralized generation, electricity is generated in one central location and then delivered to homes and businesses. Distributed generation is a network of smaller energy sources, such as solar panels or wind turbines, that produce electricity close to where it is needed. This can make the distributed generation system more cost-effective. Distributed generation has some disadvantages, however. The required infrastructure takes up space in communities, and residents generally consider it unattractive. In fact, homes close to large solar energy facilities often sell for less than homes that are farther away. In addition, some distributed generation systems require water to run, which is a limitation in areas that experience water shortages.
Questions. Number 19. What is true about distributed generation systems? Number 20. What is one downside of distributed generation?